The horizontal rows, meanwhile, arrange the chemicals in ascending order by the number of protons in their nuclei, what is known as their atomic number. The structure of atoms and the significance of protons will come in a following chapter, so for the moment all that is necessary is to appreciate the organizing principle. Hydrogen has just one proton, and so it has an atomic number of 1 and comes first on the chart. Uranium has 92 protons, and so it comes near the end and has an atomic number of 92. In this sense, as Philip Ball has pointed out, chemistry really is just a matter of counting. Atomic number, incidentally, is not to be confused with atomic weight, which is the number of protons plus the number of neutrons in a given element. There was still a great deal that wasn't known or understood. Hydrogen is the most common element in the universe, and yet no one would guess as much for another 30 years. Helium, the second most abundant element, had only been found the year before. Its existence hadn't even been suspected before that. And then not on Earth, but in the Sun, where it was found with a spectroscope during a solar eclipse, which is why it honours the Greek sun god Helios. It wouldn't be isolated until 1895. Even so, thanks to Mendeleev's invention, chemistry was now on a firm footing. For most of us, the periodic table is a thing of beauty in the abstract, but for chemists it established an immediate orderliness and clarity that can hardly be overstated. Without a doubt, the periodic table of the chemical elements is the most elegant organizational chart ever devised, wrote Robert E. Krebs in The History and Use of Our Earth's Chemical Elements. And you can find similar sentiments in virtually every history of chemistry in print. Today we have 120 or so known elements, 92 naturally occurring ones, plus a couple of dozen that have been created in labs. The actual number is slightly contentious because the heavy, synthesized elements exist for only millionths of seconds, and chemists sometimes argue over whether they have really been detected or not. In Mendeleev's day, just 63 elements were known, but part of his cleverness was to realize that the elements as then known didn't make a complete picture, that many pieces were missing. His table predicted, with pleasing accuracy, where new elements would slot in when they were found. No one knows, incidentally, how high the number of elements might go, though anything beyond 168 as an atomic weight is considered purely speculative. But what is certain is that anything that is found will fit neatly into Mendeleev's great scheme. The 19th century held one last great surprise for chemists. It began in 1896 when Henri Becquerel in Paris carelessly left a packet of uranium salts on a wrapped photographic plate in a drawer. When he took the plate out some time later, he was surprised to discover that the salts had burned an impression in it, just as if the plate had been exposed to light. The salts were emitting rays of some sort.